you know, the typical concerto format, I think probably this goes a little beyond or is different than what you might expect if you're thinking of a Mozart or Beethoven or, you know, some traditional Rachmaninoff concerto. Yeah, this is a much more involved, integrated kind of work with the soloists and the orchestra.
So tell us how folks can get more information about your festival and also about getting tickets. Are these lectures free? I know you'll have to get tickets to the WCF concert.
Mm-hmm. All of the daytime events are free and open to the public. You don't need a ticket. Everything will be held in the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center on campus. Anyone's welcome. As far as finding out more information, probably the quickest and easiest and the one that I think people can remember the best would be just to check our own website, unipercussion.com, which will have information about the daily schedule and what the specific topics for each clinic, what those topics are, and you know where they're located among those three venues.
Can you tell us anything about these two performers who are going to be performing with the symphony?
Jason Huxtable and Tim Palmer, they're both seasoned players, have been doing this Maraca II ensemble for a number of years. They were here during the 2009-2010 school year as a guest group in residence for a few days and performing and doing clinics and so forth. They're seasoned. They're very experienced. They've got a lot of good percussion knowledge and background to offer and to share, and they're really wonderful to work with. They're a delight, and I think people would enjoy hearing and seeing them perform.